as we speak, millions of eligible Ghanaians do not have the Ghana card, and therefore stands the risk of being completely disenfranchised. These groups can be placed in three categories. Group one, there are those who have registered for the Ghana card but cannot be issued with these cards. The number of people in this category stands at a staggering 645,663. Two, category two, there are those who register with the Ghana card but have unfortunately misplaced their cards and proceeded to do another card, which registrations are now on hold. This category of people account for thousands of Ghanaians as well. Thirdly, there are a huge 2.5 million Ghanaians who have not been able to register for the Ghana card as we speak. Any attempt by the Electoral Commission to insist on the Ghana card as the sole identity document for the registration of the voter would therefore deprive the vast majority of our people of their constitutional right to register and vote. The proposed CI again seeks to completely eliminate the use of the guarantor system for the purposes of proving one's eligibility to be captured onto the voter register. This proposition, we reckon, is a deliberate ploy to deprive millions of Ghanaians the opportunity to register and have their names on the electoral roll. For emphasis, the Electoral Commission was pushed to provide evidence by our ranking chairman of the subsidiary legislation, the Honorable Dr. Ayini. The evidence she brought to back the claim of the so-called abuse of the guarantor system, the EC indicated that in the 2019 voter registration, for instance, only 15,474 people, representing 0.09% of the total of 17,029,981 registered voters, were challenged on the basis of the guarantor system. This statistics is very insignificant and obviously immaterial percentage to warrant a total abrogation of the guarantor system.